Good afternoon. My name is Lisette and I'm your host. Today we continue on Levels of Prayer, Keys to Ascending Higher by Apostle Stephen A. Gardner. How many have enjoyed this book? I know I have been truly blessed by this book. Please go back, listen, take notes, and apply these scriptures to your life. Apply this to your prayer life. We are officially on chapter four. Before I get started, I just want to say thank you for coming on and for listening. I'm honored. I hope that you are being blessed. It's truly an honor to do this, and I've been blessed, and I hope to God that you are being blessed as well. Chapter four starts with a warfare prayer. Now, we have discussed warfare prayers in the past, but this one is a little different because he actually breaks down on what exactly needs to happen. And I find it very enlightening. Warfare prayer is consistent with wearing the whole armor of God. That's Ephesians 6. 11, I think it's through 18. There would be no need for any piece of armor if warfare weren't factored into the equation of the believer. Our warfare isn't against flesh and blood, so our warring must then be in the spiritual realm. There is a level or realm of utterance that expression can be given that will in fact summons Sabaoth. And Sabaoth means the host of heaven. So it will, there is a level or realm of utterance that expression can be given that will in fact summons the host of heaven. Now, when we talk, this is not a part of the book, but I want to explain what the full armor of God is. And I put on the full armor of God anytime I'm gonna pray. And that's the belt of truth, the body armor of righteousness, the shoes that put on the peace that comes from the good news, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the spirit. And it's Ephesians 6, I believe it's 11 through 18. But here I wanted to say that there's a description here that I was looking at of what the full armor of God is. Just think about when men went to war and they had to put on that heavy armor, and every aspect of their body, every portion of their body was covered from head to toe. So this is how we need to be when we armor up and we get ready to pray. We need to armor up because the enemy is not against flesh and blood, but it's principalities in the spiritual realm that come against us. So here is the belt, the breastplate of righteousness. And there's a description here. It's 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Once again, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Now there's the shield of faith. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1. And then the belt of truth. Now, this says the loins girded with truth. And that's Proverbs 23:23. And it says, buy the truth and do not sell it. Wisdom, instruction, and insight as well. The sword of the Spirit is the following one, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to divine asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrows, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Come on now. Lastly, the feet. Here it says the feet shed with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And this one is Romans 10:15. How beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. I find this fascinating. Let's pray. Let's pray for breakthrough. So Father God, right now, we thank you, Father God, for this divine appointment. We thank you for this opportunity. We give you all glory and honor and praise. You are our shield and buckler. You are our rear guard. You protect us from the front to the back. We put on the belt of truth, the body armor of righteousness, the shoes that put on the peace that comes from the good news, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. We pray, no weapon formed against us shall prevail. Every tongue that rises up against us is condemned. We pray for breakthrough, Father God. For your word says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Father, you care for us, so we cast our cares upon you. But here, listen to what the scripture before that says. 1 Peter 5:6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Oh, Father God, we pray for breakthrough. We pray for breakthrough, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you saturate the airs, go before us, and bring breakthrough on our behalf, Father God. We pray that you, Father God, bring a hedge of protection upon us, and that you protect us from all harm. And Father God, you bring breakthrough upon our finances, our lives. Oh, Father God, that the spirit of oppression and depression be broken in the name of Jesus. The spirit of suicide, come. We come against you by the blood of Jesus, and we uproot you in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Renew your mind in Christ Jesus. Renew your mind. This is his scripture. It does not come back void. Renew. We renew our mind in Christ Jesus. And we thank you in advance. Rampaka sherompleke seteke shete, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 61:3 says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and oil of joy for mourning, that the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, planted of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, Father God. That, oh, Father God, the praises, that your praises would be upon us, and that you would uproot all heaviness. Because we are planted like trees of righteousness. Hallelujah, that you would get all the glory in our lives. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, and right now I bind every hex, vex, voodoo, incantation, all divination be broken, all vexing spirits be broken in the name of Jesus. We bind all works of the enemy and every plot, snare, trick, trap, plan in the name of Jesus. We come against you with the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is on our doorpost. In the name of Jesus, cover us with your precious blood. And we proclaim we have the victory. We are more than righteous through Christ Jesus. We have breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus.
And we thank you in advance for what you do and what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. Turn around and overturn now in the name of Jesus. And overturn now in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind all backlash in the name of Jesus. We come against all backlash right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Let's continue. Isaiah 42, 13, 14, King James Version says, "The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, ye roar. He shall prevail against his enemies." I have gone time. It says here, 14, "I have long time hold my peace. I have been still and refined myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once." These verses are indicative of Christ. He is being described in a prophetic song as a man of war. That's who he lives in us. That's who we are. Notice the attributes mentioned. He shall cry, roar, and prevail against his enemies. Who or what are the enemies of Christ? Let's think about that. Crying and roaring are expressions of one's passion conveyed through sound and emotion. Warfare prayer of warring in the spirit, therefore, is consistent with sounds and empowers one to prevail against their enemies. Jesus provides a blueprint for prayer and instructs his followers to pray for deliverance from evil. Now, this is key that we get this here. Matthew 6:13 says, I have it down here. It says, "And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one." And Luke 11:4 says, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." We need to have a pure heart at all times, as difficult as that may seem. And even in our thought process, we need to continue to take all those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ and press through with our own agendas. The Lord himself dealt with sufficient elements of evil when walking this planet. He methodically disarmed these powers and conquered them in his day to secure our salvation. One of the significant earmarks of his ministry is that of prayer. His custom was ascending into mountains and praying all night. He talks about this in Luke 6:12 through 19. And if you want, let's see if I can get it real quick. 6:12. Here it is. "And it was to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." I mean, just think about it. That puts, I mean, me to shame. Jesus prayed all night long. We pray for 10 minutes and we call it a day. We need to press in and stay in his presence and travail. Then he would descend to the next day and manifest supernatural. Yes. And it says here on actually Luke
6:12-19, he comes back out of the mountain and he comes together and he starts performing miracles and healing people and bringing deliverance upon people. That's what happens when you're in his presence for hours. Why didn't he just go forth and heal the people? I'm convinced that he was warring at night in the mountains, high places, and disarming the powers of death, destruction, and evil programmed against the citizens of the physical grid he ministered in. Amen. God bless you. We will continue this on the next segment. See you soon. I hope you are enjoying this. Many blessings. Till the next.